Hi everyone, this is Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the news from the Marshall Islands Journal's June 22, 2018 edition. Page 1 has grim news on the energy front, with the Marshalls Energy Company reporting an essential engine is broken, a second engine has suffered a temporary problem, and thieves stole $18,000 from the MEC offices. Mardrow has suffered repeated power outages over the past week, and the new problems mean they are expected to continue. In education news, the Western Association of Schools and Colleges has confirmed that CMI will continue to be fully accredited through 2021, when the next review by the US accreditation body will be conducted. The decision by WAS Accreditation Commission for Community and Junior Colleges last week follows CMI's submission of its midterm accreditation report. Dr. Richard Wynn, president of the Accrediting Commission, wrote to CMI last week saying, "I wish to commend the evident achievements of the college as it continues its efforts in the best interests of the students." In tourism news, the top visitor destination among independent Pacific Island nations is Fiji, according to data collected by regional tourism agencies. In a report carried in the Matangi Tonga newspaper, Fiji had over 842,000 arrivals in 2017. Palau came in sixth with over 122,000 visitors. The Marshall Islands had 6,034 visitors last year, according to the report. The Ulaga community conducted a day-long underwater cleanup this week with nearly 15,000 pounds of old tyres, boat parts, household appliances and many more items being collected from the lagoon. It took many boat trips to move the underwater garbage to Ulaga Fish Market Dock, where it was loaded onto dump trucks and transported to Mardrow Dump. There's lots more news in this week's Marshall Islands Journal. Subscribe to the digital version by going to the website marshallislandsjournal.com and clicking on the PayPal button.